You're listening to Breakfast with Lish Bayer on ABC Radio Canberra.
Tonight is the ARIA Awards, and up for seven awards is 22-year-old Canberran, Ghanaian-born Kofi Owusu Ansa, a.k.a. Genesis Owusu. Now, if you look at the ARIAs, he's up for so many awards and his name just pops up. He's just taken out Triple J's Album of the Year for his debut studio album, Smiling With No Teeth. I've been listening to the album. Such talent. And the lyrics are ones you really lean into. Sonically, it takes you everywhere. Kofi Owusu Ansa caught up with me at a much more acceptable hour from Sydney ahead of the ARIAs tonight. And I asked him where it all started.
I'm originally from Ghana, and I moved to Australia when I was very young with my family. Raised in Canberra. My family was a family of huge music appreciators. My mom is still the leader of her church's gospel choir. My dad just kind of loved everything that looked interesting. My brother was really into, he was in like a lot of rock bands when we were younger. So it was a real mishmash of influences and sounds. And my brother started rapping after he discovered Kanye West in like 2007 or 2008 or something. And I followed suit a few years after. And I guess my music is just a reflection of all that, the crazy mishmash that I grew up with, which is why the album goes in so many twists and turns.
Just won Triple J's Album of the Year last week. How'd that feel?
Pretty crazy. Like, pretty insane. The one of the first, or really the first real recognition I got was from Triple J Unearthed High in 2015. I was one of the finalists, so it feels like, you know, like a full circle moment to have my debut album is the Triple J Album of the Year.
People agree, like they are just saying, this guy, where has he been, what is he doing? This is like, I'm just about to see a supernova. Like, this is going to explode. Do you feel that?
I mean, I've felt that for years. I've known who I am and what I create and the power in that. And I've just been waiting for everyone else to catch up, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very crazy, like, because I'm with an independent label. So to get this kind of recognition from an institution like the ARIAs is kind of like, I personally haven't seen it before, especially from an independent artist. So I definitely wasn't expecting it. Like, I don't know. A lot of people have told me my music is really weird, which is very justified. So I never expected it to be validated on this level to an institution like the ARIAs. So yeah, it's very crazy.
There's so much of a journey through this. How do you write? How do you put it all together? And the stories that you tell through it. Can I pick up first on the references to Black Dog? There's two black dogs that you talk about. Can you just explore those a bit further with me?
Yeah, so the album centres around the story of these two black dogs, which represent depression and racism. And these two black dogs personified characters representing those two topics, so they have their own personalities and goals and motives. And the title of Smiling With No Teeth is kind of representative of how I felt through a lot of my upbringing, in which people didn't feel comfortable with me talking about these things. So I had to sugarcoat it, you know, glaze it with honey, make it sound sweet, make it sound fun, so people would kind of drop their guard a bit and be able to digest it, which is why a lot of those songs are, you know, upbeat, smooth, sexy, funky. But lyrically, they're all talking about one of those two topics.
My guest this morning on ABC Radio Canberra is Genesis Owusu. You're still based here? Your family's still here?
Yeah, I'm still based in Canberra. Still a Canberra boy.
How are the parents feeling?
Yeah, my dad is my biggest supporter, honestly. He'll probably know about this interview like the second it comes out, because he's just on it. He'd be sending me like random Hungarian radio stations that happened to mention my name, he'll just send it to me immediately. He knows about everything before I know about it. He's I love him. He's my biggest supporter, so he's super hype. And my mum is super hype as well.
And as you say, your mum's like in the gospel choir at a church. Have you ever incorporated gospel into it, into all the incredible tunes and dynamics that you put into your music?
Yeah, I mean, there's gospel vibes in a few songs, like the title track, Smiling With No Teeth, very soulful gospel energy. My mum is holding out for me to make a good Christian boy album, which I don't know whether that'll happen, but yeah, I think there's gospel energies in there for sure.
I got to ask you about, because you reference teeth in both. There's one referencing molars, I think, and smiling with no teeth. And you've said that smiling with no teeth is your way around sort of just masking the black dogs. But you have, I've got to say though, the thing you will notice about Genesis Owusu when you look at the album is your incredible teeth, gold teeth. Like, you know, what a grill.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Those were made by an ANU student, actually, named Jonathan Zalakos. And he made YouTube videos about making jewelry because that's what he really enjoyed doing. And he hit me up and he's like, I've never made grills before, but if you model for my YouTube video where I'm making grills, I'll just let you keep them. And I'm like, yeah, for sure. And that's how the grills came to be. For this album anyway, before we switch it up. It's a growing evolution, you know, can't stay the same forever.
Well, all the best. We are so looking forward to it. I'm going to go out with a track.
Don't Need You. Don't Need You. I think that's a really fun one because it's open to so many interpretations and people didn't know it was about depression. People thought it was about a fun breakup song. So I think that's a really cool one that can be taken in a lot of ways. Cool. Thank you so much.
So super chuffed.
All right.
All the best, Kofi.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Once I left your crazy. This is Breakfast with Lish Feyer on ABC Radio Canberra.